A lazy Saturday morning. He is reading in bed, lying partially under the sheet when I decide to lie with him. I rest my head on his thighs and close my eyes, enjoying the sunshine streaming through the window onto my face. A contented sigh. My cheek on his thigh, my breath tickling the skin. Breathing in his light, musky scent. My hand idly strokes his leg, feeling his leg hair, feeling his soft skin, feeling the muscle beneath. I am overwhelmed by the intrusive thought to just give this thigh a little nibble. I grip the thigh with both of my hands and just rub my nose against it. Press my cheek into it. Inhale his manly scent deeply until it fills my lungs, a flavour all his own. I hear him chuckle above me, but I don't care. I wrap my arms around his thigh and nuzzle into it. I slide one hand slowly up to his hip, claiming this whole leg as mine. This thigh, this knee, this calf, even the large foot down below. All mine. I give his ass a squeeze for good measure, so he knows. I have staked my claim. I slowly start peppering this thigh, my thigh now, with kisses, soft and light. From the side of the knee, I make my way up, rolling onto my stomach, kissing up his inner thigh, leaving an occasional nip and bite. Unable to resist, I slide my hands up both his thighs, pushing up the sheet slowly. I'm fairly certain he's tossed his book aside by now and only has eyes for me. But I only have eyes for these thighs. They have my full attention. I am between his knees, my hands gently caressing further and further up, kissing first one thigh and then the other, making my way slowly to where I know he truly wants me. Tempted to slow down my kisses even further, to draw this out, to leave him wanting a little longer. The hair grows thicker and I nuzzle in. I can smell the soap from his shower last night. The scent is manly and clean. I hear him lick his lips in anticipation. I nuzzle along his shaft, as though it is an extension of the thigh I've been exploring. Just another bit of skin and muscle. Another piece of this man that I want to innocently claim. As if I've ever done anything innocent with this man in my life. I squeeze his ass in both of my hands now, still moving slowly, delicately. I staked my claim on his entire lower half. Two long feet, two calves, two knobbly knees, two thick, delicious thighs. And now I add to my claimed territory his round, curved ass, filling my palms as I nuzzle his cock. His cock stirring against my cheek, his balls, thankfully recently groomed, hang delicately, awaiting my love and affection. Dare I say, his most prized possessions, now claimed by me, just for me. Knowing he's watching me, I stick out my tongue and give his tip a gentle lick. I grin as I hear his sharp intake of breath, taking the tip. Oh, so gently, between my lips, I slip one hand between his thighs and lightly cup his balls. It occurs to me the trust he has in me, the faith he has that I will be gentle and I will be kind, that I will bring pleasure, not pain. This is where he is weakest, where he is the most vulnerable. But he lets me touch and kiss and explore. He is open and he is bare to me. It's that thought that makes me glance up at him, my eyes meeting his tip still between my soft lips. He emits a groan so loud and his cock twitches just from this, just from making eye contact. I can't help but chuckle with the softest of touches, the gentlest of kisses, the lightest of caresses. I have brought this man to his knees. Well, my knees. I claimed them. And he's let me. He's let me claim him piece by piece, willingly letting me take my fill. He is mine as long as I care to claim him as my own. I take him deeper into my mouth, my tongue stroking his shaft. I claim him, all of him, every piece and part, the perfect and imperfect. My fingers wrap around his length and stroke as I suck on him. He's gripping the sheets, trying not to thrust against my mouth. He's such a good lad for me when he wants to be. I'm on my knees between his legs, my whole body engulfed in staking my claim. It isn't just his legs that are mine. Not just this delicious shaft and tender balls. No, I claim the whole man. Using my mouth, I'm claiming him all at once. Body and soul, mind and matter, his pleasure is mine to bestow. His pain is mine to bear with him. My favourite part is his heart, thumping louder in his chest now, I'm sure. I hear it at night when I lie my head against it and it lulls me to sleep. But right now, I want the steady beat to be a war drum, beating louder and faster to a crescendo, until he cries out for me, until he explodes in my mouth, giving me yet another piece of him to call my own. No flag is needed to declare this body belongs to me. I don't need to tattoo my claim on his skin, this gasping man still trembling with release. Stroking my hair and murmuring sweet words to me, doesn't need me to claim him. He is mine, because he's given himself to me, his body and his heart and his trust and his mind. I can see it in his eyes. He wants to belong to me, with me. I might be the crazy woman who kisses his thighs and leaves bite marks. But he loves me, crazy and all. He trusts me with all his intimate parts, including his heart, now slowing down to its normal, gentle rhythm, ready to lull me to sleep in his arms. Contented, I lay my head on his chest once more, my rightful place as the owner of his heart. I close my eyes and enjoy the sunbeams streaming in the window. A contented sigh. A lazy Saturday morning.